Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. On shows like Top Chef and The Next Iron Chef, cooks use chemicals like dry ice and xanthan gum to complete their dishes. So how do chefs know what chemicals are safe to use? Nicholas Leadbeater, an associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, tells us more about the origins of molecular gastronomy.
In my laboratory, I love making molecules. We often take two compounds, put them in a flask, heat them up, and make something new. Perhaps my love of chemistry is also the reason I enjoy cooking at home. Fundamentally, the two are the same. Cookery is just chemistry, but with the advantage of being able to eat the product at the end. In some of today's restaurants, chemistry is being brought to the forefront of what is now called molecular gastronomy, and has resulted in innovative dishes like bubbly syrups and faux caviar. One interesting technique used is spherification, which involves making liquid-filled beads that explode in the mouth with a juicy pop. It relies on a simple gelling reaction between calcium chloride and alginate, a gummy substance extracted from brown seaweed. To make Coca-Cola caviar, you first heat some Coca-Cola to a boil, mix in sodium alginate, and then allow the mixture to cool to room temperature. In a separate container, you blend calcium chloride into water. And then comes the fun bit. You delicately drop the Coca-Cola mixture into the calcium chloride solution. The calcium ions cause the alginate polymers to interlink, forming a gel. Because the Coca-Cola mixture enters the calcium chloride solution in the shape of droplets, the gel forms beads, looking very much like real caviar. So, unlike many of the chemistry experiments I do in my research lab, I can for once say, go try this at home.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.